at the dance or they just won't hide.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A C-17 flight is headed from El Paso, Texas to Guatemala with migrants. It is the most recent deportation flight to Guatemala following two military flights there last week. Some American mayors, like Andre Saez of Paterson, New Jersey, are trying to reassure residents to stay calm amid reports of ICE raids.
People are not going to work. The children are not going to school. People are reluctant to go and even visit their doctor.
In Texas, state troopers and the military are working together to deport migrants.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott in a statement says he deployed hundreds of troops from the Texas Tactical Border Force to work side by side with U.S. Border Patrol agents in the deportation effort. El Paso Congressman Tony Gonzalez, a Republican, praising President Trump for using the military.
I think you'll see the number increase from hundreds to thousands of people getting deported on a daily basis. These convicted criminal aliens need to go home.
Over the weekend, pro-migrant protesters took to the streets in Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, and Fort Worth. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
President Trump is expected to sign several executive orders that would reshape the military. Our Stacey Lynn is at the White House.
One of the executive orders would dismantle the military's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Another would reinstate members of the military who were discharged for refusing to get the COVID vaccine.
Hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians streamed into the north of war-ravaged Gaza to return home after months of war. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
The problem is that their homes in northern Gaza, in many cases, are destroyed, but their mood is very high. They're very happy. In some cases, they're reuniting with family members who they haven't seen in 15 months.
And the Israeli government says eight of the hostages held in Gaza who were due for release in the truce's first phase are dead. Coffee or tea drinker? Good news if you drink it at Starbucks and are a fan of free refills.
Starbucks is expanding free refills beyond members of its rewards program, with the coffee chain announcing that all customers who order a beverage to be consumed at that location will be able to have free refill of hot brewed or iced coffee or hot or iced tea during that same visit in the cafe.
CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks. To Colorado, where someone was killed after being hit with a weight thrown at a track and field competition at the University of Colorado. A hammer and a hammer throw event cleared certified barriers before striking the man who tried shielding his wife and son. At the close, the Dow gained 289 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha is getting some of that Microsoft money. The tech company is expanding its presence in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It follows an ongoing $3.3 billion project in nearby Mount Pleasant. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 50 miles an hour possible. Drivers of high-profile vehicles are especially warned to drive safe. The Racine Unified School Board will discuss the Red Apple naming issue at a 6:30 meeting. The agenda item says the vote will be on maintaining the current name of Red Apple. That follows a committee recommendation. There had been discussions about renaming the school in honor of local astronaut Laurel Clark. The Racine Common Council has approved an agreement for golf consultants to explore potential upgrades at the Shoup Golf Course. They'll take up to a year to conduct a review and issue a report. That may include redesigning the course. And fans continued to gather at the ballpark over the weekend to honor Bob Uecker. It would have been his birthday this weekend. A public memorial for Mr. Baseball is reportedly being planned for this summer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bills lose in Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Buffalo Bills lost the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs, 32-29. The Bills had the lead 10-7 in the second quarter, despite losing defensive back Christian Benford after he was carted off the field with another concussion. Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
You know, losing CB hurt us early there. We had a chance to convert a fourth down there, fourth and short, and then another fourth down late in the game there. It looked like we had a chance to catch it. Didn't work out that way.
The Chiefs are headed to their third consecutive Super Bowl. Head coach Andy Reid.
I'm proud of our guys battling. I mean, Pat Mahomes was phenomenal. You know, Travis Kelce, their leadership, Chris Jones, they didn't waver at all, and they know when to have fun, but they also know when to bear down.
The Chiefs will take on the Eagles, who beat Washington 55-23. NBA, the Bucks are in Utah tonight to play the Jazz. College basketball, the Badgers with a blowout win at home over Nebraska, 83-55. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Wind advisory in effect today. Increasing clouds and mild, a high of 43, but again, the wind. West-southwest winds at 15 to 25, gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight with clearing skies and a low around 23. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
Where I wanna go. Yeah, I'm a Culver City. 1963, it's Jan and Dean in Surf City on WRJN. That song, of course, written by Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. But aren't you glad that his pencil had an eraser on this one? The first draft of that song had the working title of Goody Connie, Won't You Come Back Home? I like Surf City better.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
I'm
Robin's Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. And boy, did we have a busy weekend. We saw two shows in Chicago over the weekend.
Lucky you.
I know, right?
What were they?
Well, the first one, I thought I would enjoy it, but I really enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
Okay, do tell.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It was really good.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's the newest J.K. Rowling one. Isn't it kind of not a... It is a Harry Potter spinoff,
It's the story of Harry's son and Draco Malfoy's son, if you're familiar with Harry Potter at all.
I saw that last one. I think that was it. My niece was watching it, and I just sat down, and I saw the ending where he envisions himself, you know, as an adult with kid, and...
Yep.
Looks just like him. He's pushing him off to Hogwarts.
Hogwarts, yeah. So, but the special effects in this show, amazing. Just, I mean, they drink the potion where they become another person and they became another actor on stage. It was just, it was amazing.
It's all AI. Man, that can do a lot for you. That's crazy.
AI?
I know.
They
joking.
Did it live for you on stage. It was amazing.
I know. But I'm just saying you can turn a person into
another person.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
How did they do that?
It was crazy. It was great. And then the other show we saw was I've seen it before. I saw it in Toronto. It was perhaps my favorite musical ever, Come From Away.
Not heard of it.
Come From Away is the story of the people of Gander, Newfoundland, 9/11. When 9/11 happened, you know, none of the planes could land. They couldn't get clearance. These are all international flights. They couldn't get clearance into the United States. And so they all went to Gander, Newfoundland. And so suddenly this town of 9,000 people has another 7,000 people in it. 'Cause they all
7,000.
Yeah, 7,000 plane passengers. And what do they do with these 7,000 people? And this story is just, it's obviously based on a true story. And this musical is absolutely amazing. It's heart-wrenching. It's funny. The music is fantastic. It is perhaps the best musical I've ever seen in my life. I would go see it tomorrow again.
That is interesting because I went to see Chicago in Milwaukee last week. And it's a musical that I have loved all along. And it's especially when I saw it with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
The movie,
Yes.
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger. And so, I've seen it there. And then I also saw it other places. But
the music in that is fantastic.
You forget that there are so many songs from that musical that you hum all the time. Or it's in my brain. I hum it all the time. So, I love going to the theater, don't you?
I do. Oh, absolutely. Perhaps my most favorite thing to do. Yes. Love it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your two shows one weekend. Man.
Fantastic.
That's a world record for you, Kurt.
Well, maybe not. We would go to New York and we'd see, a show every night. So I don't know if it's a world record.
Maybe I was just lying a little bit.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Well, you know how you are.
I know I am.
There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heart?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You, and then it happened.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It is going to be pretty nice here the next couple of days. Tonight, a little breezy, mostly cloudy and a low of 23. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 42. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 38. Could reach 50 or close to it by Thursday.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
All the feeling that I have hiding here for
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Keeping the name Red Apple seems to be the move. The RUSD school board tonight has an agenda item on renaming the school. It's actually a vote to keep the name the same following discussion about changing the name to honor astronaut Laurel Clark. The RUSD board facility renaming committee voted 3-1 against the name change for the school. The full board looks to make that official tonight. Kenosha is getting some of that Microsoft money. The tech company is expanding its presence in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It follows an ongoing $3.3 billion project in nearby Mount Pleasant. The Kenosha investment was announced in a joint statement from Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala today. The site is a location just off the interstate near 142. Police changes are coming to a Racine County community. The Waterford Town Board has decided to eliminate its local police department and outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. It's a 5-year contract. The move follows a year of investigations and staffing shortages in the Waterford Police Department. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low 20s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then breezy with some afternoon sun and warmer. Highs in the mid-40s. Mild temps stick around for the rest of the week. Upper 30s on Wednesday, near 50 Thursday, upper 30s Friday. Currently 40 degrees.
You go.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It says here, a study found that Americans still work nearly 20% more than Europeans do. Well, really, think about it. Isn't that why European immigrants first moved to this country, to escape the tyranny of mandatory vacations?
I'm
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire Civic Media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
And roll.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Plan to visit Memorial Hall on March 1st or 2nd as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You can see live demonstrations, too. It all happens Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd from 10 till 4 each day. Tickets at the door, just $10. We're going to be there, too, featuring some live broadcasts. You can come by and say hi. More information at RacineCountyEye.com. WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow.
a sudden grace.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth arrived at the Pentagon for his first full day on the job, promising to move swiftly, implementing President Trump's agenda on immigration.
Whatever is needed at the border will be provided. This is a shift. This is not the way business has been done in the past.
U.S. planes are now heading to Guatemala and Colombia, sending some migrants back to their home countries. Some religious leaders say they'll fight back against attempts by the new administration to deport migrants. That includes in Chicago.
This community is ready to fight for our values.
The mayor of Evanston, Illinois, Daniel Biss, doubling down on a welcoming city ordinance and promising the full resources of the city and protecting those targeted by U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. This promise, made inside a multi-denominational church, as a coalition of multi-faith leaders reassert the building's use as a sanctuary. A sign at the entrance warns that ICE is not welcome inside this holy space. Brandon Eisen for CBS News Chicago.
Just